13. The St. Michael and St. Gudula Cathedral. Construction of Brussels Cathedral began at the beginning of the 13th century on the remains of an old 11th century Romanesque church. It was the Duke of Brabant, Henry I, who spurred the work on. These lasted over 2 centuries. This period coincided with the appearance of the Gothic style in Northern Europe. This is why the building presents all the characteristic marks of a Brabant Gothic. The cathedral was known as the St. Michael Church until 1047, when the remains of St. Gudula, who died in 712, were placed inside. It was then that the church took the name of St. Michael and St. Gudula. Despite its age, the church only acquired the title of a cathedral in 1961. Between 1983 and 1989, it was the subject of major restoration work to restore the stones and stained glass to their former splendor. These works also made it possible to find vestiges in very good condition of the first Romanesque church of the 11th century on which the current cathedral was built. The interior of the cathedral is quite sparse due to the many lootings orchestrated in the past by Protestants and French revolutionaries. However, you can admire the right of the central nave, a magnificent Baroque-style wooden pulpit, dating from 1699. Note also the 17th-century oak confessionals and the huge statues at the columns. The cathedral treasury is located in the chapel of the Blessed Sacrament, jealously guarded by the 18th-century wrought iron portico. Inside, a multitude of liturgical and religious objects are preserved, such as tunics, crosses, reliquaries, chalices, various altarpieces, as well as sculptures. In the chapel, one can observe several stained glass windows, dating from 1540. These are larger than those of the rest of the cathedral. Don't miss the magnificent Grenzing organ without admiring its 4 keyboards and 4,000 pipes.